Hello, my name is Vesa Juvonen, and in this demonstration we're going to have a look on how we can control or combine the Yammer social functionalities in SharePoint either manually or then automatically as well. The automated approach is part of the Office 365 Developer Patterns and Practices guidance, which you can access from the GitHub. So if you go github.com/officedevpnp, that's the URL for our repository, or you go aka.ms/officedevpnp, and you will land on this wiki page. The wiki page will explain you how to get started with the GitHub and what does the GitHub actually means, and how can you contribute back on the Developer Patterns and Practices guidance. Our development or the development version or the automated version of the embedded Yammer capabilities and the code where we create or optionally create also a group is available underneath the scenarios, which means that it's taking advantage of the patterns and practices core component. All of the scenario examples are doing that, and provisioning.yammer is the one which is actually showing this capability, how does it actually work, and how does it integrate with the Yammer UI. Before we do actually this from a code perspective, let's take a small break and understand what does the code actually need to do. So let's actually do this first manually. So first of all, if you go to developer.yammer.com, that's the URL for all of the Yammer-related documentation for the developers. And in here, we have really great guidance updated documentation related on how to get started and how to register your app and how to authenticate that. One of our things, for example, what you need for the automated stuff is that you need to create a test token. And we have a, if you go underneath the authentication and test token, we had a have a step-by-step guidance how do you register a test token against your Yammer network, which will give you then the opportunity to operate against the Yammer using the RESTful APIs. Before we go there, let's actually think about how, what are we planning to do. So the objective is actually to embed automatically a group discussion to the SharePoint site. So whenever a team site is created, we wouldn't have a site discussion or site feed. We would actually have a Yammer feed embedded on the site automatically. And if we have a look on the manual way of doing this, we can go to the Yammer embed section. In the Yammer documentation, and within underneath the embed feed, we have a really good example which is showing how to embed my feed for the end users. So let's actually do that. Within the code, I'm going to take the relevant pieces, which is essentially the reference to the JavaScript API, what we have in the Yammer network or in the Yammer service, and then we have to have that div called embed feed because we're going to actually embed our feed on top of that, and then that's the part which is essentially the configuration of the Yammer feed. So I'm saying that we are interested about which network, and it's my default feed because we're not providing any additional settings. So I'm going to copy that one. I'm going to move to my front page of my dev site, put the dev site in edit mode, and I can actually do this really, really quickly. Maybe if I on the right side, there's a column already available. Let's do insert and embed code. Because we're essentially embedding code, and the only thing what I need to notice here is that I need to remember to change the network name. So I can actually change that one to Vesco Online, which is my imaginary company, which I'm using for this one. So Vesco Online and click Insert. And what will happen is that that JavaScript, which is now associated or coming from the Yammer network, is automatically feeding that needed setting on the right side or inside of that div, and it's resizing the div and resizing the things. So essentially, we associate or take advantage that JavaScript, which is associated from the Yammer side, is now including the needed DOM structure, including the needed HTML directly inside of the SharePoint in this particular case, and it's loading also the information, and I'm able to see what I have actually added to my network, and then I can also add information and add entries directly to my Yammer network. So here we go, so I can add something like hello there. And that's going to now go to the all company, so that's submitted. And if I go to my Yammer feed, Yammer site, we're able to see, when do I have Yammer here open? There we go. I can see that hello here message also added to my Yammer network. So it's obviously a two-dimensional. It's the same feed what we see in a SharePoint, and I can add replies here. Reply back. We will obviously see the same update then on the SharePoint side. So now in the SharePoint side where we had that feed embedded, I'm able to see that reply back message directly to my reply. So pretty simple stuff in the end with the embedding, because this is really, really sweet within the Yammer side. One of the nice things of Yammer is also that Yammer has this so-called widget. So if you're interested, which is showing you different options and different settings, which you can apply actually to that embedding capability. As an example, I can say that I'm interested about individual user or individual group. And then I can actually define the group ID to that feed, or I can say my feed and I don't want to show the header and I don't want to say the footer, and hide network name in the header. Let's do that as well. Default Kanagawa network, use single sign-on. That's okay. And let's update the page. And I can see that updated settings now that what I've actually done. And you can see that that Vesco Online message or the header or footers are all gone and it's more clean. And then I can actually copy this one, essentially the information and the settings what I have. And let's go back on the site, take the page into edit mode. You can notice now, right now you can notice actually the header and the footer within the settings. But now if we modify that embedding information slightly, we're able to get rid of that those additional settings. So I'm going to take the web part to edit mode whenever the JavaScript is fully loaded, and then we go edit web part and then edit snippet. So I'm able to modify then the Yammer embeddings script here. So I'm going to actually delete the existing script. There we go. Now the browser does want to listen what I'm trying to do. There we go. So we apply that configuration yam connect embed feed setting, which I copied from that widget URL, doing insert and doing OK. And now you can see that the feed itself is slightly different. It's presented in a slightly differently, but it's still working. We don't have that footer, we don't have that header on the feed at all. And now the key point here is that obviously I can do this manually and embedding these feeds and embedding individual groups manually to these sites as well. But that's pretty time consuming, especially if you want to actually automate this as part of your site provisioning. And that's one of the examples what we have in the patterns and practices guidance, like mentioned. So this was the example called provisioning.yammer. I'm going to quickly open up the Visual Studio, and I'm going to actually do this. Has been just taking outside of the or tracked or downloaded from the GitHub, and the only thing what you need to remember to do is update the Yammer access token entry within the web config. So in my particular case, I have here my access token which has been registered against my network. So so you can't actually, and that's intentionally actually blocked right now, so you can't actually see what is the token. But what you need to do is follow up on that access or test access token registration, and then the official registration process if you want this app to be used in the production, and then you can get that access token to be available for you. That's essentially an access token for the app to gain access on the Yammer, and then to do operations like reading Yammer information on behalf of you. Let's do an F5. Let's see how this one actually works. We're using actually Tekkit Europe 2014 theme, which is not a, well, that's a good looking theme, so that's absolutely fine. And the automation what we're doing here is that we want to associate or create or associate the Yammer feed automatically whenever the site is created. There's a few different options on doing that. If I can actually log in on the site, there we go. So this has quite a few options, the functionality. So we're able to associate to existing group. So first of all, we create the template what we're gonna use. We create a site, a subsite, a name. Let's call it BMP video and BMP video. Give it a description. Let's give it a description as well. We're able to define, is it a group feed or is it an open graph feed? Open graph feeds are essentially dynamic feeds which are created for particular URL. but you can't limit the visibility of those feeds. So again, depending on your business requirements, maybe the open graph is better, maybe the group is better. If you want to have a truly social network and social enterprise, you don't want to have those limitations between the groups. But again, it depends on your business requirements. This one is also showing if we switch on the group option, we are able to associate to existing group or create a new group. Officially, the new group creation is not actually documented, so it's not really officially something which we promote, but I can actually create a new group automatically to my Yammer group as well by giving it a name like BNB video, and that would create a new Yammer group for this particular feed, which would be then one way of limiting the action, because we need to remember that the SharePoint authentication and SharePoint authorization is absolutely different than the Yammer authorization. So the SharePoint access, although you might actually have access on the feed even though you don't have access on the Yammer on the site, or vice versa. So we need to think about how do we actually implement this one in practice. In my particular case, I'm going to actually I want to associate this to the existing group, and what I want to do is that I'm going to associate that to site feeds. And this is a one way of implementing this. So essentially, we have a one group where we will collect all of the individual site feeds, so that every single site feed is located in one particular group, and people can actually find the discussions, and therefore they can truly find what's being discussed within the collaboration site. Now, if you do have individual collaboration sites which are highly confidential, you probably don't want to then use the Yammer social functionalities there at all, because that would be if they're highly confidential, who would be actually chatting and who would be social within the site. So let's do this. Let's do group and existing and the site feed, and let's do create. And what will happen is that our code will run through, and first of all, it will connect to the Yammer group. To the Yammer network, and then it will create the Yammer group, or actually it will go through the Yammer groups and associate the collect the Yammer group ID based on the selection. I'm going to actually quickly run through the code with you while it's executing. Now here we go. I'm going to jump on the create. Where is our create button? The create side. There we go. So first of all, we're going to get a instance to the host web, because we're in a provider hosted app context, and we're going to want to create a subsite on the host web, so we get a context over there. We also get an access on the Yammer, so we solve what are the settings which has been requested. Is it a group? Is it an existing group? Is it a open graph group? What do we want to do? And then the actual logic is happening in the create subsite functionality. So let's have a look on that one. So what we first do is that we apply or create a new subsite based on the given settings. And because this is using the BNP core object, BNP core component, it's an extension method to the web. So just within the one line of code, we're able to create a new subsite with a specific template and title, URL, description, and for English language. Then within the one line of code, we're able to delete also our web port. In this particular case, we want to delete the site feed web port, because we want to replace that with the Yammer feed web port. And then what we do is essentially we do what we did just before we started this code Visual Studio looking into Visual Studio. We manually associated the needed script to a Yammer web port. So essentially what we do is that first of all solve a particular user, because we use that to resolve the network name. And then we create the actual Yammer web part. So slightly again depending on settings, is it a group or is it an open graph selection? And do we need to create the group? The settings are slightly different. But in the end, what we're looking for is have a definition which will be embedded. I'm going to quickly jump on the right section. It's just a web part embedded. It's a script editor web part, which will then have the exact same settings which we manually added there before we started the Visual Studio. So essentially what we do just here is that we take advantage of automating that requirement and automating the process and adding the right JavaScript associations, right definitions, and then the web part will be added on the page. So let's go back on the code. We get that web part, and where do we actually, where did we came here? We get that web part, and then we add that web part to the right location within the home ASPX page. It's the second row and the first column, which will be then where it's added. And then as the final step, we add a theme to the site. Essentially, we just add the site to look slightly more sophisticated than just out of the box thing. Relatively simple, and it's what's really kind of an interesting when you look at this one. Many of these are extension methods, like to add web part to the wiki page and delete a web part or create a subsite. And this, you don't really, as a developer, if you take advantage of the patterns and practices core component, this is all you need to do. And then you can actually be extremely efficient within your code. And there we go. Now we have here a new subsite created. We've been redirected to a subsite called BNB Video. I'm just using a TechEd Europe theming. We haven't changed the theme for the demos. And I associated that to the existing group, which already existed on the site. And I can then add entries. Let's have a discussion about the site design and Yammer integration. And there, as like mentioned, there's multiple different options to do this. So you could have a discussion just for one site and in one group, or create even groups to one site. But then it would mean that you would have an endless amount of individual groups which are not actually that active. The alternative approach is that you would actually use the same site feed for across numerous sites. It could be even that you have a specific site feed for different organizations, and then across all of the sites which have been associated to that organization, you would have the same site feed. And then it would be truly active, and people would be able to find what other people are actually talking about and what are they searching for. As mentioned, them depends highly on your business requirements and your details of your need. But really, really interesting capability. And with the patterns and practices guidance, you can extremely easily do this reassociation and automation of embedding the native JavaScript on the site. So hopefully the video was useful. This is all we're going to do this time. So thanks for joining me.